Tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
You know, I had a friend tell me to start watching the Witcher series on Netflix.
Never heard of it.
Swords, sorceries, and boobies. Pretty good.
Is that on at 2 a.m.?
That's whenever I want to watch.
Well, then we're still the best thing on at 2 a.m. Yeah. Then.
You could read the books, too. I started reading the books.
Yeah, like you read.
Read. Come on, man.
He does audiobooks.
Yeah. That's as close as he gets to reading a book. Please.
Actually, I get the Broward County Library app, Libby. You can download the audiobook, and you can also get the actual ebook. You can do both.
Are we kidding? We know the books he reads. And most
Library
of them,
apps, man. Use them. They're free.
Most of the books he reads have big-ass cat in it with a striped hat. I'm just saying.
Those are magazines, not books.
Those are books, yeah.
Do they still make those nudie magazines? I mean, we have the internet.
What
now.
Are you talking about?
I thought you were talking. Oh.
He's talking about children's books.
Well, yeah. You said cat. I went somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
He's thinking about the cat in the hat. I don't know where you went.
Sick. Well, twisted individual.
Meow, meow.
All right. Hey, that ankle monitor of his is going off again. So, this is Madman Bob joining me today. Good old boy Justin.
Good morning, Bob, and the rest of the crew.
Madman Maury.
Good morning. Excited for another damp, drippy day in the basement.
Pete O'Harm.
Good morning to everyone out there except Bob.
Yeah. Just
miserable morning to Bob.
Just, I don't know. I don't know where his mind's at sometimes. Well, this sip segment is all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and other things we can drink. And this is a wine episode. And here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have the 2020 Odette Reserve Chardonnay Napa Valley. We have the 2018 Adaptation Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley. The 2021 Neal Family Vineyards Rutherford Dust Vermentino. The 2018 Neal Family Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley. The 2019 Larkmead Firebell, Napa Valley. The 2019 Larkmead Solari, Napa Valley. And the 2013 Larkmead Solari, Napa Valley.
Woohoo. Vertical tasting today. So, multiple vintages. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's nice. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings against my better judgment.
Buckle up.
Hear me now and believe me later.
Nope. I'm out. Just call me when he's done. I'm putting my microphone down.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Gangadine, water. Gangadine, drink water. Drink water.
I quit.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
You're making fun of the ex-governor of the state where this wine was all made. They're probably going to come beat you.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sorry.
It's just, wow.
Three sips. Interesting, but what was this again?
Interesting.
Mm-mm.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret. Oh, go ahead.
Make no. The sound. No. No, you do it, and then we play the sound. It's only 10 years, Justin. Yeah.
He's not been doing this for 10 years. He's been six, right?
Yeah,
not
four.
Yeah.
6 years.
6 years.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips.
Hear me now and listen to me later? Yeah.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to get a sound clip of him from that movie where he was in Mars. You'll get your ass to Mars. I'm going to get that one because there's a point where they have him hooked up the machine and he's going, ah. And it still sounds better than what he's doing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right. Straight in the toilet. Went 5 minutes and 22 seconds in. All right. So let's see if we can salvage this. Maury, why don't you tell us about Odette Estate?
It'd be my pleasure, Bob. Thank you. The 45-acre estate, which would become Odette Estate, was originally purchased by the Stelzner family in 1964. After purchasing the property, Richard and Christine Stelzner converted the open land to vineyards in 1970 and sold the grapes on property through their own vineyard management company. In 1977, the Stelzners realized the potential of their Stag's Leap District property and decided to make their own wine. But in 2011, the time had come for them to pass the torch, and the Stelzners sold the winery and surrounding vineyards to Gavin Newsom, Gordon Getty, and John Conover, the founders of the Plumpjack Group, joining Plumpjack and Cade as their third winery in the valley. Many of you may recognize the name Gavin Newsom.
The governator,
the current governor. But let me tell you, these three vineyards, the Plumpjack, the Cade, and Odette Group, oh my God.
Yeah.
Everything is fantastic for them.
They do make some fantastic wines. I didn't realize Gordon Getty was involved with them as well.
Yeah, that's your Getty money.
You're thinking of Gordon Gecko, knucklehead. Wrong one. Keep moving on.
Okay, thank you.
Not like J. Paul Getty?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
The first wine of the day will be the Odette Reserve, Napa Valley Cabernet. Reserve Napa Valley Chardonnay 2020, 100% Chardonnay, coming in at 14.8% ABV. This wine is crafted from the famed Hudson Ranch off Henry Road in the Carneros AVA of Napa Valley. Dry and warm conditions throughout the summer and into the beginning of the fall led to an early harvest. The grapes were hand-picked at night and arrived at the winery before sunrise to ensure that fruit purity, aromatics, and freshness were retained. The grapes were 100% whole cluster pressed on a very gentle 4-hour cycle. The juice was immediately racked to French oak barrels, 70% of which were new, where both native primary and malolactic fermentation took place for over 24 weeks. Each individual barrel was surely aged for 16 months and kept separate until the final selections were ultimately determined. So this is a beautifully well-crafted wine. It's got a beautiful light straw color. On the nose, it's just deliciousness. Everything you'd expect from a Chardonnay, you've got all kinds of notes of creme brulee and vanilla and brioche.
Toast.
On the palate, brioche, white peach, lemon curd, roasted nuts, a little hint of salinity. It's just beautiful. It's got that nice, buttery, rounded mouthfeel. It's palate coating. It's voluptuous. It's everything you want in a Chardonnay. The finish is long and just goes on and on. This is a really phenomenal Chardonnay. I've not had this one before, and I must admit I'm slightly biased against the Reserve Chardonnays. They tend to be over-oaked and not quite ready to drink as young as they're designed for longevity and aging. But this Reserve Chardonnay is just checks all the boxes. I just find it phenomenal, and I really can't say enough good things. It's probably one of the best whites we've had on this show in quite some time.
This is not my style of white wine at all, yet I freaking loved it. It's not over the top buttery cougar juice like I would normally call this stuff, because it's actually more balanced than that.
Oh, it's much more balanced, yeah.
This is, like you were saying, it's buttered toast. The oak spice is there. It's like freshly baked brioche right out of the oven. And I got toasted almonds on the nose as well. And it's like warm hazelnuts and almonds. And then on the palate, you said brioche and peach. And then I also got lots of roasted nuts. It's a little oily on the palate.
It does have a little bit of oiliness.
Yeah. All that mallow. And normally, I don't like this much mallow, but this is so balanced with the fruit that it's undeniably delicious.
Well, they did a beautiful job.
You can keep drinking this. You keep coming back to it. It's not like it won't be like, I've had one glass, I'm done, I'm full. This is refreshing and gorgeous. The fruit just shines through. What about you, Justin? What do you think?
So normally when I drink a white wine, I like to drink it pretty quick right out of the fridge before I taste it.
But yeah, this one the wrong white wine.
Was very good. Initially, I got like
Frau Milch, most likely.
Yeah. In the beginning, I got bread yeast and orange peel on the nose. And then after it warmed up, it was like this beautiful butter bomb. And then on the palate, I got like brioche and lemon curd. And
lemon curd, I can't go. It's so much lemon curd on the palate, on the nose. It's all there.
And the finish was just so smooth. And this just kept getting better
the as more
it opened up.
Yeah.
So
just sitting there on the glass.
Yeah, it was initially a little. Go run an errand and then cold, start drinking this.
But you got to let it really warm up nicely, yeah, because the flavors really just jump right out of the glass.
Even super cold, it was nice and drinkable.
Oh,
very good.
It was much but more as, so than others.
As you let this warm up, oh my God. This is just silky, divine wine. What do you think, Bob?
It's fantastic. I mean, what more can you say?
Does this mean we're cougars?
It's like eating like a lemon curd pastry, like a lemon cream pastry. It's got a little bit of salinity to it. It's got just a slight bit of minerality on the end of the palate.
Mm-hmm.
On the nose, I get just that yeasty brioche. Get lemon peel.
Just toasted almonds, man. Like toasted almonds.
A little bit of dried hay. I mean, it's just so well done. It's just beautiful wine. Absolutely beautiful wine. This is one of the best Chardonnays I've had in a while.
Plumpjack also makes a great Chardonnay. People just put their nose up in their ear for because they only want the Cabernet or the Merlot.
Oh, no. I love their whites. I think the Plumpjack Chard is fantastic. In fact, they make it with both a Stelvin closure and a cork. Yeah.
Well, that being said, we're going to be rating the Odette Reserve Napa Valley Chardonnay 2020 an extremely well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Very nice.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the absolutely stellar Odette Estate Reserve Chardonnay 2020. A well-deserved 5 sips. So we're going to move on to our next wine. We're going to have Arm tell us about that one.
Thanks a lot, Bob. The 2018 adaptation Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley is 80% Cab, 18% Merlot, 2% Petite Syrah. The ABV is 14.6%. And lower than normal temperatures in late 2018 without the threat of rain allowed for extra hang time for harvest in late September, stretching out over the next 4 weeks. The grapes came from Ink Grade Vineyard on the backside of Howell Mountain, the Oso Vineyard, which is very close to the proximity to Odette's own estate vineyard in the Stag's Leap District, Bluetooth Vineyard down the road from Odette in Oak Knoll.
I get great reception there.
And Las Amigas, yes. Everything works better.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, everything links up as soon as I go in that vineyard. That's like,
it all works.
Yeah.
Las Amigas Vineyard in Carneros. And the fermentation was in small, fully jacketed stainless steel fermenters. After 48 hours of cold soak at 55 degrees Fahrenheit, maceration lasts for 8 to 14 days at a maximum temperature of 92 degrees Fahrenheit. Malolactic fermentation took place in barrel and finished up in late winter. The wine was aged in 50% new oak barrels and 50% once-filled oak barrels with a minimal racking of 18 months before bottling. This is a rich, opaque ruby that's almost inky black. And on the nose, I got tons of plum and creme de cassis and flowers, like some violets and some other red and blue flowers. And on the palate, let's see, try again. Medium to full bodied. Really fine tannin, lots of black cherry and cassis. Those violets, those flowers on the nose come back on the palate. Silky mouthfeel, but the tannins give you a good enough grip to know that this wine's going to last a while. The finish was medium, and I really enjoyed it. What do you think, Bob?
I think it's a lovely wine. It's got some really nice structure to it. It's got a great nose. It's just, to me, it's blackberries and plums.
I really don't get the blackberry.
It's like very tip of the nose.
Okay. Plum, definitely plum.
Yeah. A little bit of a floral edge on it. But on the palate, it's just dark red fruit, dark cherries, some old leather. It's got a great mouth feel to it. Very silky. Goes down very easy. Oh, an absolutely lovely wine. I expected no less from Adaptation. What'd you think, Justin?
So I got a lot of the notes you got on the nose. I got
you keep this. Reading my paper. Stop.
That's he's why cheating. You're
getting him. Yeah.
Early morning.
Mr. Howell, he's cheating.
I'm turning him in.
Early morning, wet forest floor. On the palate, I got a really smooth start. It got intense, and then it just eases off very nicely. On the finish, 2018 was a great year for Napa Valley cabs and blends with heavy cab components. The weather was suitable, and it's a really big yield year, so you should be able to find a lot of the 2018s out there. So I like this one, and you know, keep an eye out. If you're going to try a wine you haven't tried before and it's a Napa, try the 2018.
Adaptation 2018 is excellent. And there's nothing wrong with it, but if you could find the 2016 or 17, it's even better.
Oh, nice.
I have to tell you, I've been carrying this wine for forever. This is the new label from the previous adaptations. The previous ones are like a very outstanding. They stood out on the shelf, big red
flower.
Abstract art.
Like a flower, yeah.
Yeah, like a carnation or
Where's
something.
Where's the new bottle?
The new bottle is very plain, very elegant.
Yeah, it's a little bit more...
Restrained.
That's a good way of putting
it. So this, by the way, Adaptation is Odette's second label. So the grapes just don't quite make the cut for the Odette cab. The Odette cab is about twice the price of this. But still, for this is as a second label, is quite good. Maury, what'd you think?
Yeah, no, Harm, as much as I hate to admit it, we're on one of those days again today where I thought that everything you said about 10 minutes ago was spot on. I agreed with everything you said on the color, on the nose.
Is there some reason
palette.
We have him on the show at all?
Yeah, it's a shock. But he actually, you know, they say even a blind squirrel gets a nut now and then, and Harmeen nailed it. He got it right today. And I have to give credit where credit is due.
I was talking about you if you're just saying you're going to say everything he does, and we can just skip you from now on.
No, I'm just saying that for once he actually got it right, I actually agree with him.
Save a lot of time. Yes.
I've been drinking Odette for years. This is really what
it's. This
adaptation.
Is a really lovely wine. I think this wine is delicious. It's very enjoyable. It was ready to drink right from the get go, and it's evolved beautifully in the glass. The time and the air has done it wonders, and you can't go wrong with it.
No, Pump Jack Group. They don't make bad wine.
No.
Period. I mean, all of their estates, they don't make bad wine. So you know when you. Get something from them, even if it's a second label, you know it's going to be quality.
And their reserve wines, like the Cade Reserve, just you see them. Don't be upset by the price. Some of them can reach a couple hundred bucks or more, but if you find them, you know that they're They're worth every penny.
Well, think about poor Governor Newsom. You know how expensive it is to charge up your Tesla there in California? It's true, it's Good Lord. There's like $9 a gallon.
Adaptation is, I think, is one of their most, that's their most reasonably priced red. It's under 50. It's usually about 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah. And well worth it. So we're going to be rating the 2018 Adaptation Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us on to our next winery, which is Neal Family Vineyards. So Jack and Athene Neal met on a blind date right before Jack went off to serve in the Korean War as a medic. When he returned from the war, he went directly to meet Athene in a hired limo, proposed, and the rest is history. They moved to Napa in the early 60s, creating a home, family, and business in Rutherford. In 1968, they started Jack Neal Vineyard Management after working for other nearby farmers for years. Thus began the family's deep organic farming roots in Napa Valley. Mark Neal, their son, grew up working on the family farm on Mee Lane in Rutherford, where they grew walnuts and grapes. And he began driving a tractor at age 8 and took out a loan to buy it from his dad at age 9 and paid it off fully by the time he was 14. So, yeah, that's an enterprising guy. He's been a pioneer of the organic farming movement, certifying his family's vineyards organic in 1984. Mark and his dad started making wine together when he was 14 and thus began his journey in winemaking. The garage wine that they produced was for personal consumption, but this would soon change when Mark bought his first property in Rutherford in 79 at 20 years old. In 1990, Mark, seeing the sun above the fog on the Valley Floor, purchased a property in the Howell Mountain AVA. In 1998, he produced his first wine, a Cabernet Sauvignon, from his first property in Rutherford, producing 360 cases. The following year, he built the Howell Mountain Winery, bringing his father's dream to life. So the first wine we're going to taste is the 2021 Neal Family Vineyards Rutherford Dust Vermentino. It's 100% Vermentino, 100% Rutherford AVA, 100% estate grown, 100% certified organically farmed, 24% barrel fermentation, 12% new French oak, ABV is 14.5%. So Vermentino is a grape that a lot of people aren't really familiar with. It's an Italian variety. It's grown mostly in Sardinia and Corsica. And it's also grown in Piedmont, where it goes by a different name of Favorita. So the color on this is sort of pale.
I did not know about the Favorita. Mm-hmm. You're teaching me stuff, Bob. Thank you.
We try. It's a nice light straw color. This is just one little corner of the vineyard. Justin and I got lucky enough to go visit there a few months ago, and a beautiful estate. Had the most lovely dog there, who unfortunately passed away shortly after we were there. But, oh, what a love.
Suspiciously sweetheart. After you were there.
Oh, let me tell you, he followed us around the whole time we were there. Yeah. And he was ready. I'm like, I'm taking him back to the hotel. And he was getting in the car.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, oh, you're coming with me, buddy. We're going to be here for 3 or 4 days, and you're going to be with me everywhere we go.
He didn't know there was a winery. He just thought a lot of people came to visit him because he was awesome.
Yeah. He had no idea he was at a winery. That's what he said. It's like, oh, somebody else is coming to visit me. I'm the most popular dog on Howell Mountain.
Right.
So, but a lovely pale straw color to it. It's got a little bit of a nectarine. It's got kind of a sweet apple to it.
I get like a little smoke on the nose too.
Mm. Smoke.
Or really? Maybe the barrel char. Maybe it's the oak. Is the oak that's coming out?
It's got a lovely feel to it. It's a very rounded wine, very full wine. There's a good bit of citrus in this. There's a good bit of lemon peel in it. It's got a nice minerality to it, but it's not overpowering. A little bit of like citrus cream. Got a nice mouthfeel to it. They just did this one for fun, and I think that's what it is. I think it's a fun wine, and again, by the pool, this thing would be awesome. What'd you think, Justin?
I really enjoyed it. I got cedar on the nose, some very light plums on the palate. I got some lemon curd, chicken pot pie crust, panna cotta. The finish, it was medium, and it was slightly bitter when we opened it, but there's no bitterness on the finish after it's aired out. What do you think, Maury?
I liked it. I liked it quite a lot. I thought it was a delightful wine. It's a nice afternoon poolside sipper. Again, it's light. It's refreshing. I got a lot of white nectarine apple on the nose and on the palate. Again, the minerality. It was just really citrusy, light, refreshing. Again, not a grape a lot of people are familiar with. But if you see it, pick it up. It's enjoyable. You can't go wrong. And it's a very fun and playful wine. I would agree with Bob. It's a fun and playful wine. Who would come
up with a Vermentino on Howell Mountain? That's right. That. You know what that is? That's I got a plot. You know, something else might grow there. Out of hell with it. Let me just let me pick something out of the catalog. What am I?
Vermentino from Italy. I've had before. Tends to not get any new oak. It's always neutral or stainless steel.
Yeah.
The fact that this has 12% new French oak gives it another dimension.
Just so enough.
If you're familiar with Vermentino from Italy, you should pick this up as well to give it a taste. I got a lot of toasted almond on the finish as well. It's quite nice. It's different. Very round.
Yeah, it's
a different style from the Italian.
It's a little bit unique and fun.
Yeah, I think if you did it in, like, say, 50% new oak, it would just be way too much. It would just completely overpower. But I think he did it. He hit the nail right on the head. He just got enough of that oak in there to give it that fullness and that roundness. An extremely well-made wine from a nice little family.
You can make it round with Sir Lee fermentation as well, but I like what they did.
Yeah.
I like what they
did. Well, you could do that. You get the roundness from that, but you'd also get the other factors. You get it with the Sir Lee, so... But a fun wine, really enjoyable. So we're going to be rating the Neal Family Vineyards Rutherford Dust Vermentino. Well-deserved three sips. So let's have Maury tell us about our second wine from the folks at Neal Family.
Thank you, Bob. The next wine is the 2018 Neal Family Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley. It is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon and 100% Napa Valley AVA. It is 100% estate grown and 100% certified organically farmed. It has been aged for 16 months in 60% new French oak, and it clocks in at 14.6% ABV. The grapes have been sourced from the Neal family's own Howell Mountain Estate, as well as the Rutherford Dust Estate vineyards. Again, it's got a deep, dark, inky...
black like my heart.
Black color.
Well, if you had one, yeah.
Yeah, like the heart that Harmeet might have once had.
Yeah. Garnet to the point of being black.
Yeah. If he was to actually purchase a new heart, it would definitely be this color.
Do they still make those Jarvik hearts?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It'd be fun to put one in you and see what happens.
See, pump some blood.
There's a lot going on the nose. There's black fruit.
There's tons graphite, of spice in here, which I
spice. There's pepper. There's a little bit of a lot of things. And then you put it in your mouth and on the palate, just wow. Red and black fruit. A lot of savory characters. There's some fine cocoa and light tannins.
I'm telling you, you're missing is Indian spices. I'm getting toasted cumin and anise.
I did not get the cumin.
You just didn't wash your hands after lunch.
Lovely wine, medium to long finish, very well made. I thought it was delicious. Harm, tell me what you think.
I mean, you hit the main notes, but the spices and the woodiness. On the nose, I got sandalwood.
But I didn't have curry for lunch, and I washed my hands.
I had the same lunch you did, dude. We made po' boys. Was it salami and turkey? Was all right. And we used yellow mustard, which is, I'm just disappointed in Bob that we had yellow mustard. What's with the good, there's no good deli mustard today?
Not wasting on you.
Whatever. Anyway, anywho, as they say in the vernacular, I got sandalwood. I got toasted anise. I got cumin, hints of mint, lots of black fruit, like you said. But underneath that, it's those layers of those savory herbs, those spices, the sandalwood. It's just gorgeous. A little bit of rose petal almost as well.
No, I didn't find the rose petal.
Just a hint. And then on the palate, just like you said, that powdered cocoa, it's all there. The tannins are more silky than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good. Justin?
So I found the nose was like vibrant, luscious, dark fruit.
No, we're not talking about your nose. We're talking about the wine.
Right, that too.
Okay, just making sure.
And this just begs...
I thought you were still talking about the dog at the winery.
This just begs
it was cold.
For like...
It was a good dog.
A lamb sog curry. So, so good. And there was some turmeric in there. So there was some Indian spices. I just got different ones than
Harm
got.
Sog. That's lamb and spinach.
Lamb sog, yep.
He's got the turmeric. And I don't get turmeric, but cumin's are nice.
What'd you think, Bob?
I think you're both out of your minds.
That's what I was thinking, but Jesus. Thank you for somebody.
It's a lovely wine.
I'll stop by my mom's house and get some lamb sog.
It's so well balanced and so well made. Again, when we tried it, I was looking at it. You're expecting a tannin bomb.